Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare
This pastime that we will hear took place just after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Nityananda Prabhu for the first time. This was after Mahaprabhu had given up being a scholar in Navadvip. He had taken initiation and he had begun the Sankirtan movement, chanting with the other devotees in Navadvip. But yet, although Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord, although he was chanting with the devotees every night, still he felt that something was missing. And that something was the presence of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu came after wandering all over the holy places in pilgrimage. And then he simply waited at Radhakunda. He was waiting for Mahaprabhu to start the Sankirtan movement. And as soon as he heard that the chanting of Krishna's names had begun in Navadvip, he immediately left Radhakund And he walked all the way to Nadia. And he hid himself in the house of Nandanacharya. Then one night, or the next morning, Mahaprabhu went to all the devotees and said, "Last night, I had a wonderful dream. And in that dream, a chariot arrived. And in that chariot was a very big and powerful person. And that chariot stopped right in front of my house. And that person asked, 'Is this the house of Nimai Pandit? Is this the house of Nimai Pandit? Is this the house of Nimai Pandit?'" He repeated this, Mahaprabhu said, 10 or 20 times. And on the chariot was a great flag with a palm leaf. "My dear devotees," Mahaprabhu told all his followers, "this can only mean that a great person is coming." And indeed, that great person had come. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then sent out Haridas and some other great devotee to search all over Navadvip for Nityananda. And after 6 or 7 or 8 hours, they came back and said, "We searched the entire village. We searched all to the outlying houses and districts, and still we could not find any great person." And Mahaprabhu said, "I will take you to him." And they started chanting Krishna's names, and they walked right into the house of Nandanacharya. And there Nityananda Prabhu was sitting, meditating. And all the devotees just looked at him. Was this the great devotee? Then Mahaprabhu asked Mukunda Dutta to recite a beautiful verse describing the beauty of Krishna. And suddenly, Nityananda Prabhu stood up in ecstasy and fell down to the ground and began rolling on the ground. And everyone could understand this was the extraordinary person that they were waiting for. And then suddenly, coming back to external consciousness, Nityananda Prabhu opened his eyes, and before him he saw the effulgent form of his master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it was like he was tasting Mahaprabhu's beauty through his eyes. He was taking in the fragrance of Mahaprabhu with his nostrils. He was hearing the voice of Mahaprabhu with his ears. And he was completely absorbed in ecstasy because, yes, this was his Lord. This was Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So after the evening went on in ecstasy, that is when this particular pastime begins. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself, the lamp of Navadvip, and the lion who attacks offenders. On a knotted string he chanted a fixed number of his own holy names. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is the master of all of our lives. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, who becomes the submissive servant of Advaita and the other devotees. O Lord, giving them the gift of pure devotional service, please deliver the poor people of this world. So having attained the association of Nityananda, The devotees became overwhelmed in bliss as they happily relished nectarian topics about Lord Krishna. And intoxicated by tasting that nectar, they roared in happiness. And as Lord Nityananda looked at the devotees, he saw streams of tears of ecstasy flowing from their eyes like the Ganga. And observing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Lord Nityananda, "Please listen, O Sripad Nityananda. Where will we hold your Vyasa Puja ceremony? Tomorrow is the full day, the full moon day of the month of Shravan, the day in which Vyasa Puja is celebrated, Vyas Purnima. Please speak. What is in your heart about this subject?" And understanding Lord Chaitanya's hint, Nityananda, he's smiling. He placed his hand on Srivas Pandit's head and said, "O Vishwambar, my Vyasa Puja will be at this young Brahmin's house." Lord Chaitanya then said to Srivas, "A great burden is now placed upon you." Srivas replied, "My Lord, it is not a burden. By your mercy, my home already has everything within it. There is cloth, mung dal, a jagya sutra. There is ghee, there are bedo nuts and bedo leaves. Everything is already there, just ready for the ceremony. I need only get a book describing how to perform this ritual. And tomorrow, I will become very fortunate, for I will see the Vyasa Puja ceremony." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pleased with Srivas's words, and all the Vaishnavas very happily raised their hands in the air and said, "Hari, Hari, 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 Ho!" Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to speak. "Oh, listen, O Sripad Goswami. Let us now all go to Srivas Pandit's home and let us make it auspicious." How to make it auspicious? "Let us chant Krishna's names there." And saying this, accompanied by all the devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed. From where? From the house of Nandanacharya to the house of Srivas Pandit. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda looked just like Krishna and surrounded by their servants in Gokul. And simply by entering Srivas Thakur's home, everyone felt the intense bliss of Lord Krishna's presence. And then, by the order of Lord Chaitanya, the doors were closed. And except for relatives and close friends, no one could enter. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the order for kirtan to begin. And as that sound arose, the external world went far away. Thus, the day before Vyasa Puja, a great kirtan began. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda danced together. Some devotees shouted, and others roared. Some devotees fell unconscious, and others wept. Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they trembled, they perspired, and they fainted in ecstasy. They wept, and the hairs of their bodies stood erect. Who can describe the ecstatic symptoms of the two lords as they danced in spiritual bliss? One moment, they embraced. The next moment, they would begin to weep. And each of the two lords wished to grasp the other's feet. But because they were both very intelligent, neither could do so. Overcome with bliss, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda rolled about on the ground as they forgot who they were. "Chant, chant Krishna's names," Lord Chaitanya would roar loudly, and his entire body became covered in perspiration. For many, many, many days, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had longed to meet Nityananda. And he lost awareness of the external world as in Nityananda's association, and chanting Krishna's names, he floated in an ocean of bliss. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced so gracefully and enthusiastically that his feet touched his head. When Lord Nityananda's feet struck the ground, the Vaishnavas thought that the whole earth was trembling. Then, to reveal the truth about Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya himself accepted the mood of Lord Balaram, and he ascended the throne of Lord Vishnu. As if wild with intoxication, he called out, "Bring wine, bring madhu, bring madhu, bring madhu." To Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya said, "At once, give me my plow, bring me my club." And accepting the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu placed those items in Lord Chaitanya's hands. And although some were unable to see this, others saw with their own eyes Lord Balaram's club and his plow. Accepting these from Nittai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became like a madman. "Varuni! Varuni!" he loudly called out. No one could understand the Lord's desire, nor did they know what to do. Everyone simply began to look at one another in bewilderment. And finally, someone offered a pitcher of Ganga water to the Lord, and he began to drink. Surrounding him on four sides, the devotees recited prayers to Lord Balaram. The Lord then loudly began calling out, "Nada, Nada, Nada, where is Nada?" As if he was intoxicated. Again and again, he nodded his head as he called out, "Nada, Nada, Nada." But none of the devotees could discern who the Lord was calling. "Oh Lord, who is this Nada? Please, please tell us." The Lord replied, "He called out for me, and I came. You call Nada Adoita Charja. It is because of him that I descended to this world, for it was Nada who brought me here from Vaikuntha, and it is he who now happily stays in Santipur with Haridas. I have descended to this world to begin the Sankirtan movement. In home after home, I will make people chant the holy names of Krishna. And persons who are mad after academic learning, those who are mad after wealth and family and material knowledge, and those who are mad after dry austerities, these people, they naturally commit offenses to my devotees. And to these lowly people, I will not give pure love of Krishna. But to the people of Nadia, I will give love of Krishna. Love that is so sweet that it delights Brahma and the other demigods." Hearing this, the devotees felt as if they were floating in an ocean of bliss. And the next moment, Lord Chaitanya became peaceful and sober. And he looked around and asked everyone, "Was I restless? Did I say something that was a little bit..." The devotees replied, "There was nothing wrong with anything you said." The Lord then affectionately embraced everyone, saying, "Please, don't ever be offended by my behavior." When the Lord spoke these words, all the devotees began to smile. Then Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda began to roll about on the ground in ecstasy. They were wrapped in ecstatic trance. They were wild, and Lord Nityananda accepted no restraints at all to his ecstasy. For he was overcome with the nectar of love, love for Krishna. One moment he would laugh, the next moment he would stop laughing and begin to dance. And the next moment, he was clothed only by the four directions. He took on the mood of a child. When peaceful and grave, Nityananda became restless. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu held him, and he immediately became still. "Be still," Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "and tomorrow we will see the Vyasa Puja ceremony." And after pacifying Lord Nityananda with these words, Lord Chaitanya went to his own home. And while Lord Nityananda stayed at the home of Srivas Thakur, all the other devotees returned to their own homes for the night. But in the home of Srivas Thakur, late, in the middle of the night, Nityananda became screaming. He tore apart his danda and his kamandalu, and he threw the pieces here and there. And at sunrise, Ramai Pandit arose, and seeing the broken danda and kamandalu, he was very surprised. He told everything to Srivas Pandit. Srivas said, "Go to Lord Chaitanya and tell him this news." Immediately upon hearing this from Ramai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and he saw that Lord Nityananda was not in external consciousness. Rather, he was wildly laughing. Lord Chaitanya picked up the danda in his graceful hands, and taking Nityananda with him, he went to bathe in the Ganga. Srivas and the other devotees, they also came. And they saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the danda into the Ganga. But restless Lord Nityananda would not pay attention to anything that anyone said. And for this, Lord Chaitanya chastised them. But immediately, Lord Nityananda looked in the Ganga and he saw a crocodile and he decided to catch it. As Garada and Srivas were screaming, "No, no!" Lord Nityananda fearlessly swam to the middle of the Ganga, and only Lord Chaitanya's words could stop Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya called out, "Come at once! Come back! Come to the house of Srivas Thakur! It is time for the Vyasa Puja ceremony! Come immediately!" And hearing this, Nityananda came out of the water, and he went to Srivas Thakur's home with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There, all the devotees had gathered, and some very special names were continuously being heard by them. And those names were Krishna, 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 Krishna. The devotees were chanting Krishna's names. And Srivas Pandit became the head priest for the Vyasa Puja ceremony. And as everyone sang in a sweet, sweet kirtan, Srivasa's home was transformed into Vaikuntha. Learned Srivas Pandit began the rituals. He first placed a beautiful, splendid, fragrant garland in Lord Nityananda's hand, saying, "Listen, listen, Nityananda. Please offer prayers and bow down before Vyasadeva. He is pleased and will fulfill the desires of anyone who, following the rules of scriptures, offers a garland to him." And hearing these words, Lord Nityananda said, "It is so. It is so." Still, he did not understand anything what was said. Srivas Pandit patiently repeated his words again and again, but still Lord Nityananda did not understand anything. And holding the garland in his hand, Lord Nityananda looked in all the directions. And then, saintly Srivas called out to Lord Chaitanya, "You're Nityananda. He is a holy man. But your Nityananda will not worship Srila Vyasadeva." And hearing Srivas' words, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once came before the Nityananda and saying, "Oh, Nitai, please hear my words. Offer the garland to Lord Vyasadeva. Now it is the time to worship him." Lord Nityananda looked at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and at once placed the garland around his head, which beautifully circled the Lord's curly hair. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then manifested a six-armed form holding a kansha, a chakra, a club, a lotus, a mace, and a plow. And gazing at this form, Lord Nityananda fainted in ecstasy. He fell to the ground and he showed no signs of life. The Vaishnavas became frightened and they called out, "Krishna, Krishna, 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 please save him. Please save him." And Lord Chaitanya, the son of Jagannath Misra, he then began to roar and he placed Lord Nityananda on his lap and he continued roaring loudly like thunder. With his own hands, Lord Chaitanya picked Nityananda up, saying, "Rise, rise, Nityananda. Please be peaceful. Carefully listen to the chanting of Krishna's holy names. You descended to this world to bring the chanting of the holy names, and your mission is now successful. You are made of pure love for Krishna. If you do not give it, no one can attain pure devotional service. O Nityananda, please control your ecstasies. Get up, look at your friends. You can give pure devotional service to anyone you wish. Even if he worships me, a person who has half of a sesame seed worth of hatred for you will never be dear to me." And hearing Lord Chaitanya's words, and gazing at Lord Chaitanya's six-armed form, Lord Nityananda became filled with bliss. Lord Nityananda is always in the mood of being a servant of Lord Chaitanya. In his heart, Lord Nityananda thinks, "Lord Chaitanya is my master, and I am his servant." Day and night, no other words come to his mouth. He says, "I am his servant, and he is my master in every way. Anyone who offers prayers to Lord Chaitanya and to me, and who glorifies me as a servant of Lord Chaitanya, he will certainly attain me." Vrindavan Das Thakur says, "To please Nityananda, I have described how he gazed on Lord Chaitanya's six-armed form. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu resides in the heart of Lord Nityananda. There, they both gaze at each other. Of this, there is no doubt." Gazing at Lord Chaitanya's six-armed form, Nityananda became satisfied. And anyone who hears this description of Lord Nityananda's gazing at Lord Chaitanya's six-armed form will become free from the bonds of repeated birth and death. Lord Nityananda then returned to external consciousness and he began to weep. And tears flowed from his two eyes like a river. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said to everyone, "The Vyasa Puja is now completed. Begin Kirtan." Accepting the Lord's order, everyone became blissful. The sound of Lord Krishna's name suddenly arose in the four directions. And the two brothers, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, they danced together like madmen. They were unaware of the external world. And all the Vaishnavas became overcome with bliss. Some danced, some sang, some rolled on the ground, and some held onto the feet of the other Vaishnavas. Hiding, Lord Chaitanya's mother, who was indeed the mother of all the worlds, she gazed at these blissful pastimes, and within her heart she thought, "These two are both my sons." Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Only Lord Anantashesha has the power to describe the great glory of this Vyasa Puja festival. Writing in sutras, I have thus described a little bit of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. A person who in any way glorifies Lord Krishna attains auspiciousness. For the remainder of that Vyasa Puja festival day, the devotees accompanied by Lord Chaitanya happily danced. The devotees became mad with bliss and they called out, "Oh Krishna, oh Krishna, 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 Krishna," as they wept. After some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became peaceful and he approached Srivas Pandit. "Bring at once the food that was offered to Lord Vishnu, to Lord Vyasadev." And when Srivas brought the food, Lord Chaitanya distributed it to everyone with his own hand, and the devotees blissfully honored that prasadam. Calling whoever was in the house, with his own hand the Lord distributed food to everyone. The servants and maidservants in the home of Srivas thus attained that very sacred food that Brahma and all the demigods think themselves very fortunate to attain. Everyone in Srivas' home became blissful. Who has the power to describe the good fortune of Srivas Thakur? For every day the Lord enjoyed his blissful pastimes in Srivas' home. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda, are my life and soul, and I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet.
Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Hare
Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada.